Is
They're
this
ruining
good
my
content?
life.
Is Cat Puke
It's
good
great.
content?
Are we going? Like, are
I think
we? Is
so.
this gonna be
Yeah.
it?
Sure.
Yeah, why not, right?
What is
Why
this?
not?
Yeah.
Welcome to Collector
Oh,
Scream!
yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know what's
I'm sending you a
happening.
picture of how you froze. Oh, that really tickled me.
Gosh, this is
Really
going to be a
tickled
wild
me.
ride. This is going to be a wild ride if this keeps happening. My goodness, it'll be what it
It's fine. Yeah, just
is. No, what I
it's
was
so
saying is our
cringe.
town is very small, but our electricity is managed within the town, which is. So the people running it, not that like not
Right, it's
like
whoever they can get.
not
It's not like,
electrical engineers. Yeah.
right. Let me, before we get too much involved, before I forget, I have to show you. Oh no, I guess I already sent you a picture, but whatever. Look, I hung my pictures of my birds.
They
Wait,
turned
wrong
out
direction.
great. Ooh, sorry, I was trying to tip my head up as if I could make my head see it
That
by
helped. Did it
tipping it
work?
up.
And then
And
you
it
see
looks
my
so
golden
great.
girls?
Yes. They all look amazing. Is that like, is it, did you frame the Golden Girls?
No, they're just on the
Okay.
lawn.
It looked like it was
I
in a
didn't yet,
cool
but
curved frame.
yeah, that's just kind of how they sat. And I was like, well, at least
Yeah.
they're not falling over. It's
No, it
fine.
looked great
Yeah.
with all your romance books.
All my signed ones are on the top two
All my
shelves.
romance books are over here, right there, that
Yes.
shelf.
You don't have as many physical ones, but I don't know why I keep buying physical ones. Like, I don't read them.
I don't read
I only
them.
read E, but
And
I
if.
can't help but want to collect a little bit. I don't know what that is
Yeah,
about
no,
me, but I just do.
I understand completely. I also have a hard time with it. I keep ones that are special and but that's very few. So
Well, and in like our Kindle corporate world that we live into, I'm always afraid the books are just going to go away. But of
yeah.
course, the ones that I keep and like, I'm like, oh, I want to read this again, are like the most popular ones. They're not like, they're not going to go away. Like,
Yeah.
nobody's going to like, you're
Emily
going to never
Henry will
find
be
this again.
fine. Yeah, Emily
Yeah.
Henry will be fine.
I'll be able to
Now
find the Undertaking to Heart and Mercy. It's fine.
Across the Moonlit Sea by Marsha Canham. That one might not be fine. That might not
See,
be
that's
fine.
true.
I have that one
Well, and a
though.
lot
I
of them
think
are
Jenny
losing
found it for me.
step-backs.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
You
yeah,
can't get
yeah.
step-backs anymore because they're like, no, this is too, we're too pure for that now. P.S. Are we still recording? Okay, I see
Yeah,
the
it
button.
is
Yeah, okay,
recording.
good.
I don't know what it's gonna be like. I think because you haven't left the meeting.
Oh.
It's gonna keep it going, and then I can just edit out the parts where I've
I'll hold
vanished
down
and
the
then come
fort. I
back
got
up.
you.
Great. Yeah. So the meeting can't end well, like it's like almost like a Harry Potter thing. Like the like all both of us have like as long as one of us is here, our soul will still be alive. You know what I mean?
Am I the Voldemort or
Is
are
this
you?
meeting
What?
the
Oh
Horcrux?
yes. Listen, that's one nose job you'll never have to have done again. It's
My
fine.
God. I felt like when they were like, oh, Rafe? Rafe? Fiends? Rafe Fiends? Is
Ralph.
that right? Is it
Yeah, but I think
Ralph?
Rafe. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I always feel very not confident saying his name out loud. When they announced him, I was like, ooh. And then when I saw the first like CGI of his face, I was like, I didn't want
Ooh, for
this.
different reasons.
I didn't want it this way.
Yeah.
I didn't
Yeah.
expect that. I just rewatched all those movies. Sorry to the, I know I'll donate
I
money or
very much
something.
support the
You know what
trans
I mean?
community. Absolutely. Absolutely. Fuck
We did it.
JK.
So there was, we did a
But it's hard
employee
when it's so
engagement.
ingrained in our
Yeah.
millennial selves. It's hard.
We did an employee engagement week and everyone voted, the whole company voted to have it be Harry Potter themed. But then I was like immersed in it for like a whole week. So then I like really needed to do it. You know what I mean? And I watched all the
Oh yeah.
movies. And some of those first movies are so hard to watch. How are you doing?
I'm good. I can hear the cats in the hallway doing something they're not supposed to, I think. What the fuck? Either
What
they're
could they be
barfing or
doing?
they're scratching the carpet or they're trying to get into
Or
something
maybe both. There's
or a
two of them.
combination of all the
Yeah.
above. I
Someone's
don't know.
scratching the carpet, then the other person is picking up the strings that they loosened by scratching the carpet and eating
Yeah.
them and then puking them back up.
This
is
carpet too is like a whole one piece in like a whole big section. So it's not just like you cut it, like they're ruining my life.
For those listeners who haven't heard my friend Brie before, this is Brie, HEA
I've been on
apologist.
one episode.
Well, but if you missed that one,
Oh, that's true. We may be picking up loads of newbies.
exactly. This is a viral
Yeah,
content
welcome.
podcast.
Welcome to Collective Scream.
I, of course, am Nat. You know my voice. I'm on every episode. You
Yeah,
know, I'm
and we
here.
appreciate you for it.
I am the Horcrux in this situation.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, do we want to talk about why we decided to scream today?
yeah, that sounds great.
Tee it up, my friend. Tee
Yeah,
it up.
so the Rugby World Cup ended 2 weekends ago. Last weekend?
Ooh,
Last
last weekend.
the last weekend in October. When was Halloween?
Halloween was Tuesday, so last weekend in October. So yeah, it was last
Last
weekend.
weekend. Yes, at time. We also had Thomas's birthday
It's,
party this weekend, so it was like time.
yeah.
It went very
Time is a
fast.
soup.
It was a whole month, 6 weeks of my life that was devoted to this Rugby World
Yes.
Cup. You know what I
It's
mean?
immersive. How can you
Yeah.
not get fully into it, especially towards the beginning when like things are exciting, there's group stages and there's so much going on all the
And
time.
yes,
And then
I
by the time you
mean,
get to the end, you're like, wait, there's only one game, and that's it. I have to wait 4 days for this game. I don't
well, the
understand.
nice thing is that there's this big controversy about whether or not they should have the bronze medal match for the World Cup. Like, so many people were like, what does it mean? It's pointless. We don't want it. But the nice thing about it is that you have two games on that final weekend. You have a Friday bronze medal match and then a Saturday night. But also that in real life in France, those matches did not start until 9 p.m. 9 p.m.
What?
Yes. Can you imagine for
No.
two many things, different elements. As a fan, waiting all day for I would be hammered because you'd be go, you know what I mean?
Oh,
Because
yeah.
it's the whole day. You go to dinner
It's a marathon,
beforehand and then
baby.
it's
It's a
whatever.
marathon.
And you see them talking to like the fans afterwards. And yes, that is accurate. They were all just loose. And then but then as an athlete, imagine having the whole day
Yeah,
until
that's the
9 p.m.
tough
to
part to me.
build up. Like, and I listen. Okay, so as you know, listen to like I was listening to like nine rugby podcasts. So like different ones would release on different
Our
days.
girl
And
was
so
in deep.
yeah, it was in like a part of my like it was leaching from my pores. And so then like
Good for the skin.
they would have interviews with these athletes and they'd be like, it's those days are intolerable. Those 9 p.m. game days. And I just don't understand who's asking for that. Who
Right,
wants
that's
that?
what I don't get, especially if it's the final where there's no other, like this is what, like this is it. Why are you waiting for that?
It at 7 p.m. I
Well,
understand
and
that I'm just
even
like an ancient old lady who's like, more things earlier. Me and Jamie Lee Curtis are out there in them streets, just like
well,
3 p.m. shows, please. Yeah.
as a West Coast sports watcher, like I'm used to things being early. Like we have
Yeah.
to, like all of like, the Super Bowl starts at like 3 p.m. or whatever. Like it's always early stuff for us. But there's also like, so watch a lot of college football and there's Pac-12 after dark, which is just the stupidest name, but whatever. So they always put these games super late. And so sometimes it's, I know you're laughing because for the same reasons I laughed when I heard that name too. And so these games are on at like kickoffs at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh,
Okay, but
that's
imagine
too
being in
late.
this in Central Time that those kick off at
Yeah,
10 p.m.
exactly. Yeah.
What?
It's so
Yeah,
dumb. And it's so dumb for a lot of
when the Bulls
reasons
play on the
for,
West Coast, it sucks so bad because the games don't start until like 9.
yeah.
I hate
I don't
it.
get it. What I don't understand for sure about like that World Cup is that it's like there can't, is it like TV rights? We're like, oh no, our schedule's full. We got, forget it. That's got to be one of the
Yeah.
biggest things to be airing. People can work around that. I
Yeah.
don't get it. I
Well,
don't understand.
and then the right after the, don't worry. In case you were like, Natalie, what are you going to do with your life now that the Rugby World Cup's over? Hey, spoiler alert for anyone who's been following along with me, specifically me, Natalie, the person that's been giving you the rugby news, very interspersed throughout the last 6 weeks. South Africa played New Zealand. New Zealand, the All Blacks, who have like the long-standing rugby tradition, and South Africa, two very, very big, strong rugby nations. South Africa won. This is like the only the second country ever to go back to back, or to win two World Cups. I'm sorry, or no, go back to back on World Cups,
Yeah.
and they have played each other in exactly one other World Cup, and New
Oh, I didn't realize
Zealand.
that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think New Zealand lost that one in
Wow.
like 1996 or something like that. I'm big into the stats, you know.
Well, it's hard not to, when you're listening to 7 million podcasts, you're there. It's hard not to absorb them all. I understand.
Also, but like fact retention is not for me. So like most of those facts are probably incorrect. But
Well, especially now that
but
it's done. If you're
the average
in the moment,
listener,
you're like, I'm going to remember what I need for now, but
you won't remember. Just be like, Natalie knows so many facts.
that's the important takeaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Natalie
It
knows rugby.
sounds like Natalie knows rugby. But so then it went right into the women's XB, which is like their big, not the World Cup, because the World Cup will be used for women, I believe, next year.
But that's women's 15, right? Like 15 players on a side.
But that's how rugby always is. No, it's like the top 15 nations or
Oh, okay.
something like that.
Is
Yeah,
there
no,
11 per
it's
side?
rugby union.
There's a
It's
bunch of people
no, there's
out there. I
15
never
per side.
count.
Sorry, yeah, 15 per side always. They usually pick 18 players, three subs. So, or yeah, no, yes, something like that. 7-1 split
Okay.
is what I don't, doesn't matter.
You can tell me anything right now.
Yeah,
I just know there's a
I
bunch of
don't
people on the
know.
line.
23 players is what they pick. Sorry. There it goes. Eight
Great.
subs. So 15 is the starting number. Yes. So that's like the top 15 from that team against the top 15 of another team is what it's called, the women's XB. XB being Roman numerals for 15, for those out there that are not deep
Right, which is
in
what
what
I
that are not thinking about
essentially
the
thought,
Roman
but
Empire all the time.
women's
See?
rugby is our Roman Empire.
It is kind of. I so
Women's
then,
sports.
but all of those matches only air at 1 a.m. because they're in New Zealand and you can't get them. They're not like on Peacock because it's women's sports. So like you have if you and
Brutal.
if you don't watch it on the streaming service, which is like Rugby Pass, and you don't watch it at the time, you can't go back and rewatch it. So like
So
they will
dumb.
put it on while it's happening and you can watch it for free. But if you miss it, it's too late. And like I love sports. I love sleeping at 1 a.m. way more than I love
Yeah,
sports.
unfortunately, yeah. Although I would have said the same thing about myself, and I have for years until, that's funny you say that, until the Women's World Cup soccer happened this
Yeah.
year, and I woke up, I set alarms and woke up at midnight, 2 a.m., whenever the games were,
Yeah.
and stayed up
I'm
for two
proud of
hours and
you.
watched a game, and then snoozed and then went to work.
I
So
did you feel
listen, we're
like
all dedicated in our own
garbage?
way.
Did you feel like garbage
No, I
those
was too
days?
hyped up.
Yeah, riding
Didn't
on the
matter.
adrenaline.
Yeah, and it was only like it would happen. It was like Wednesday night, and then I'd have more days to like catch up and stuff. And then the next
Yeah.
game would be like a Saturday or something, and I could sleep in a little bit on a Sunday. You know, whatever. It was fine. It was worth it.
Yeah. I
Totally
mean,
worth it.
if it was all the time, like some of these things, they're like special events, you know what I mean? So it's not like you're doing it
Exactly.
weekly, you know? So you're like, I can justify this because it's happening once every 4 years or whatever. But then I've
But
been
with rugby,
sending,
like you're saying, like your
yeah.
setup is like that. When it's like that all the time, though, the only way you get to watch it, that's rough.
And I was sending because I'm deeply immersed and I haven't been able to relax yet and I'm still in rugby mode. I've been sending Brie all these documentaries to watch. I would say all of them are good. But my favorite, if I was gonna give the listener one suggestion, it would be to watch No Woman, No Try, which is on Amazon streaming. So you can or on Prime Video, whatever the fuck. And so you can watch that for free if you have that, which most people do, I would think, at this point. But it's about the current state of like, I guess it was filmed during COVID because people were still wearing masks. So, but it was just released like March of this year. So it's pretty current and it's about kind of like the state of current of women's rugby currently. This is now prior to they just released an international schedule so that teams that are from developing nations, developing in terms of rugby, not developing nations in terms of finance or whatever,
Sure.
but developing nations have a better chance of playing on an international scale so that like when you get to the World Cup and Uruguay is playing Australia, they don't just get housed. Like, you know what I mean? So there's promotion relegation and those kinds of things between the levels. There's like three different levels. So women adopted it first, I think probably to try it out before the men adopted it because you know.
Sure.
But I'm really excited about that because all it means is that more people watch rugby and more people appreciate rugby, and hopefully different countries play it. And
Well, it's more about exposure, and it's more about and being able to see games that are not at 1 a.m. I mean, all that different stuff. I mean, we need the money, we need the corporate sponsorship in order to like meet us on the other side, because the fans are there, the fans are ready.
And
But
that's basically what this documentary is saying. They're like, anybody who has ever said, oh, I would never let my daughter play rugby, or would you let your daughter play rugby? Or like, oh, just why are you even playing? That's so dumb. Like, or there is even women's rugby. They've just never watched a match. Because once you
right.
watch a match, you realize how exciting it is and how fun, and that it's the exact same game, the exact same high level contact, the exact same kind of excitement as a men's rugby match. Same with women's
Totally.
soccer, same with women's basketball. It's that the people that are hating on it, it's because they haven't ever watched it, you know?
Right. Or the misogynist, but also because they don't have as much exposure. It's true,
Correct.
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I
you
know.
and I have
I'm
talked about this
real revved
endlessly.
up about all this stuff a lot. I mean, this year I think really like every year that passes, I get more and more excited about it. But especially this year, I've been real deep into like promoting it, and it's so dumb because like we have, there's a company that I can get ticket, like one of our reps I can get tickets from for like, he's like, yeah, I know you like soccer and stuff, we got Timber tickets, let's go. And I was like, I've been more into the Thorns, but he's like, the Thorns? Oh yeah, the Thorns. I'm like, we are like one of the top teams in the country. We have like 17 women's national team players on our team. Like, it's just, we're so good for the Portland Thorns. And like, nobody will even give it the
You want to
time.
know
I'm
who
like,
could
are you
probably get you a fucking box at the Thorns game? Probably.
yeah,
You know
man.
what I
That's what I
mean?
want. Promote the teams that are doing well, not just because it's the more popular, like what you, anyway, it's a whole thing. But I did go to, sorry, can I just real quick,
Absolutely. You
women's
can do
soccer.
this.
I do want to keep talking about
Have
rugby
you
though.
been on this
Well, no, hang
podcast
on. Let's
before? There's
go
no
back.
rules.
But I do time out for a second though. I do want to go back to the rugby thing because one, I did watch a few matches. I did not watch as many as you did, but I watched some when I
If
could. I would
by
like
that
put it
you
on in the
mean
background at
all of
work, which is
them,
nice.
you like if you
Right.
didn't watch all of them, you watch less than me. So like
Right.
that.
Right. Right. I could not get to your level even if I tried. But it was fun because there was so much content, and so I could have it on the background at work while I'm doing other stuff and like just look over. Although I couldn't like pay close attention, but still it was nice to watch. So there I was. I had to do some errands. Is that just you or is that me? You did a touch and I wasn't sure.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was pushing my earbud back into my ear.
He just did it in a very slow, like way. And I was like, oh, what am I? Is there something wrong with my headphones? You give me like a subtle signal
I
that
can't
I immediately turned
hear
not subtle and announced it to everyone on the
you.
podcast.
Stop everything.
Anyway, I went to a local meat shop yesterday. I was very excited. A
Oh.
local butcher shop looking for some short ribs. It was a whole saga. I met this really nice gal from New Zealand, and her and her
I
husband moved here from Hawaii because he's a UPS driver and got transferred. I was like, I didn't know that was a thing for
wait.
UPS, but okay. Yeah, I know. Crazy. Crazy.
UPS is in the business of transferring
I didn't
employees?
know, but apparently.
All right,
Maybe there's like some bonuses involved or something they did. I
cool.
don't
Okay.
know. So they are here now, but this is her first full winter. And so she was like nervous about it. She's like, do you take vitamin D? I'm like, because it's Oregon coast, so we're always gray
And
and rainy and
she's,
everything.
but I mean, New Zealand's, well, depending on where she is, New Zealand's winters are not mild.
Yeah, totally. I was like, no, you just gotta embrace it. It's fine. Anyway, we had this lovely chat. And then of course I was like, hold on. Do you watch rugby? Because the match had just happened and everything. And
Yes.
she's like, oh yeah, I got to watch the last 5 minutes. It was exciting. But she isn't as into, or like doesn't watch as much of, like, she didn't watch a whole lot of the World Cup,
Oh,
you know,
okay.
games or anything, or matched games, matches,
Matches, yeah, sure.
meets, whatever they are. But she says, yeah, I'm more into rugby league. And I was like, I don't, what is
Yeah,
rugby? I
they
don't
have a different
understand what
set of
is it.
rules. So,
Yeah, so is that the deal? Are there less players? And then there's like something about 6 minutes, and then the other team gets it for 6 minutes or something. So that way they don't just kick it back and forth a bunch. Natalie, tell me everything you
listen,
know.
I don't know that much about rugby league. So, but you can find rugby league on Peacock more. It's on Peacock more regularly. And this is kind of one of
Oh.
those things with rugby, because there's so many different kinds. There's rugby sevens, there's rugby league, there's club rugby, there's International rugby. There's rugby union, which is like rugby union would be like the Crusaders versus the Chiefs or whatever, which is like, and like rugby union would be Saracens or Leicester or whatever. There's a whole
Like a
like it's
Premier League and then like a Champions League kind
kind,
of thing.
but they all have different rules, and it can
Oh.
be, you know what I mean? So like they definitely don't have as much kicking in rugby league. It's a little bit faster paced. They don't, like they do that little mini scrum you talked about, that little mini scrum every time they hit the ball.
Where they
That's
just
called the
line
ruck.
up
Yeah.
the human
That's called,
centipede
yep.
one. Yeah, that
That's
one.
called the ruck. They don't ruck the same way. So the rules are a little different.
We'll rock
And
with you
because there's so
all
many different
night.
types of rugby, this is exactly what happens. So then your fans are split, right? Which I don't think it's a bad thing
Yeah.
necessarily, but then people just don't care. There's not buy-in for those big. It'd be like having soccer, but having three different kinds of soccer. And so then, and they all have
Yeah.
different rules.
Yeah, I guess
Like,
so. Maybe it's like a volleyball and a beach volleyball, and then they've got that new like handball kickball thing with like
or like
ping pong meets
pickleball and
volleyball.
tennis and pink, like ping pong or
Yeah.
something like that. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, it's not, those are
Maybe,
obviously a
yeah.
little bit more different, but
They're a little more
you,
extreme, but still, yeah.
yeah. But so, like, it, and then everyone has their own teams and their own, but and they're so spread. So that money, the watching money, the merch money, the ticket money, it's so spread out, right? So then all these teams have a smaller pool of money, right? So then they don't get as much money from the fans, because there's so many different levels.
Yeah.
And so then teams are going bankrupt, basically, because they don't have the fan
Yeah.
support and they're all spread out in so many ways. But
That thing
anyway,
costs money, Natalie.
that was
It's a real
combining many,
bummer.
I know, that was combining many of my favorite things: small meat shops, short ribs, New Zealand, rugby. That was like a top four of good things in my
Yeah,
life. And
man. Listen,
strangers
I know
being
my
nice.
audience.
Also, I would love for you to buy all your meat from a small butcher shop, but Costco has great short ribs also, just so you know.
Well, I couldn't find them at my Costco. That was my
Oh.
inadvertent third stop on accident because I was actually parking to go to the framing shop, which has really nice cards, because I had to buy some cards to send to some people because I'm 100 years old. And then I saw this butcher shop. I went, oh.
What's your stamp expense line item like these days?
I'm pretty stocked up at the moment. You know,
Good.
I don't have to spend too much. It's more the ink pads that really get you.
Yeah. I was mean like postage stamps.
Oh, see, and then me being an old brain was like stamps, like you put on your letters and
Your
your cards.
return address stamps.
No, I meant like stamps, like a deer in a forest that like you do an ink pad and like you
You
actually
have
stamp it.
stamps? Wait, do you have those? Is that a
Oh
thing
God.
you're into?
No, I mean, I think I have like one or two somewhere, but no,
Oh,
but
okay.
back in the day, like, because we used to send a lot of letters and cards and that kind of stuff. Even though my grandma lived like 5 minutes away, she was deaf. And so we would do a lot of things in writing.
Yes.
So we would constantly be sending things. And so, yeah, stamps were a big thing in the 90s for our
Rubber stamps.
household.
Yes, exactly. Now,
Yeah.
I
So I
do
was just making a
love,
joke about
do
it.
you have a like a return address stamp?
I do. I got that for myself when I moved in my new house.
I love those.
Yeah.
I got
Me
one when we
too.
moved here too. Don't know where it is at this point in time. Better find it before Christmas card season.
That's the deal. It's Christmas card season's coming up. I know I got to
Yeah.
order mine soon because all the like you get 50% off and some other stuff if you get them early.
Yeah.
So I got to hit those deals.
I want to hear,
Shop till you drop.
we're going to
Oh.
move on to thorns real quick,
I
but
don't want to move away from rubber stamps, Natalie. What are you
I
talking
ha
about?
well, that's okay. I have a rubber stamp story. So what happens at our house at Christmas is Santa wraps in brown paper and then has a rubber stamp
Yes.
that he stamps the letter of the name of the person, right? So
That's
T for
adorable.
Thomas, R for
Santa
Ruby.
knows what's up.
So then the other day when we were moving, the other day is over a year ago, just so you know, the other day could be any time within the last 5 years.
It's on my a while ago. It means any section of time for me.
Ruby found the stamps when we were
Oh, at least it
moving.
was the older one that found them.
They were together. And she was like, "Oh my
Love it.
gosh, these are the stamps that Santa, these are same, these are the stamps that Santa
Ruby.
uses." And he was like, "Wait, these are the stamps that Santa uses. Wait, you're Santa." And I was like, "Oh, I've never seen those stamps before in my whole life.
Backpedal,
How did these stamps get up in my office?" And I, like, it was very much, I was like, one of those, I was like, "Do you think that Santa keeps them here so that he doesn't have to
Oh, okay.
Find him at everyone's house or carry him around with him or what, you know?
You're really reaching, really trying.
So I was like, oh my gosh, there's brown wrapping paper here too. Do you think he wraps the presents here? So now it's part of our Christmas Eve tradition to be like, do you know where the brown paper is? Do you know where the
Oh
rubber
my
stamps
God.
are?
You kept it going. They believed it, and then you got to
Listen,
keep it
man,
going.
parenting
Oh.
is about lying in a way that's not
Listen,
hurtful.
Tom and Ruby, I'm gonna need to get some street smarts. I'm gonna need you. Any reason to come over there? We're gonna read the room, kids. We're
No,
gonna
no
read the
one lies to
room.
my kids more than me. Are you kidding me?
No, that's really smart. That's adorable.
I mean, it's coming for me. Ruby, I think, already knows. And so she said something to me, maybe to Joe's mom or something like that. She hasn't really like come out and been like, I don't believe it. She's also one of those kids that I think would like force herself to pretend to believe for a long
Sure.
time, like because of magic. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Oh.
Oh, that's super cute. I remember my older sister like full on like ruining the tooth fairy for me. I remember we were standing in my mom's bedroom and like must have found because my mom kept all of our teeth, like kept them all. She was one of those moms. Like I don't know. I don't remember what happened, but essentially it like Diana said something and then my mom was like, oh. And I was like, what? Tell me, what do you mean? And mom's like, well, you spill the beans, you gotta tell her. And so then she made my sister crush my childhood
Oh my gosh,
fantasies
made
of,
her. Oh my God.
yeah, which I
Oh
thought was
my
kind of a
God.
pro mom move now looking back at it. I'm like, oh, good.
Oh,
So
you
you
want to
get,
do this? You can do it all the way.
that's right. You can see the look on her
You
face.
want to, this is called fucking around and finding out.
Yeah. So, okay. I told you about meat. I do want to talk about Portland Thorns. That's the
Yeah.
only thing I have going on is that I have been as into World Cup rugby as you've been. I've been into National Women's League soccer
Yes.
and the U.S. Women's National Team and the World Cup that happened this
I
summer.
have a quick logistical question.
Lay it on
When
me.
is it only, do we only play people within the United States? Like there's no,
No,
for the,
national, no, national team, no.
well, no,
But
national team. Yeah, no, I know that. Like that's the USA playing other people. But like when it's like, do we have teams in
yes.
Canada? Do we have teams in Mexico?
NWSL
Okay, yeah.
is no, there's no international teams for that one. I had to think about it for a second. It's not like baseball where there's like Toronto and
Right.
whoever else,
Yeah.
or hockey where there's others. No, this is just a US-based team. And actually Canada has a lot going on right now because they have their own women's league and then they're not getting paid enough, which, you know, story of all of our
Duh.
lives. And something's happening with the league there, and that's kind of part of why it was pretty rocky for them, I think, at the World Cup, is because they were going through and doing a bunch of negotiations and stuff. Or maybe that was a national team thing for them. I can't really remember, but I
Yeah.
know that they're having issues with that up there as well. But the reason I just want to hit it real quick is that
Yeah.
this weekend is the semifinals for the league championships.
This weekend, the weekend we are currently in.
Yes, today. Is going
Today,
to be
yes.
the San Diego Wave, who has Alex Morgan
Wave singular.
and Naomi Girma, I think, is on that team as well. Yes, Wave singular, a lot of singular name teams in women's sports are going to play with OL Reign, formerly known as the Seattle Reign. So that has Megan Rapinoe, Emily Sonnet.
Yes,
There's a bunch of people on that
I've heard
team.
of Megan Rapinoe.
Yes, you may have heard of. And then my Portland Thorns, who have a ton of people, including Canada's Christine Sinclair, Sophia Smith, Becky Sauerbrunn, a ton of them, are going to be playing. They're hosting in Portland. We are playing New York City Gotham, who has Ally Krieger. I know Gotham, again, a singular name, but they
Allie
call themselves
Krieger
the
of
Bats, which
recent
is very
fame,
fun.
of recent
Of
international gossip
recent more
fame.
fame, yes, for her drama with her wife cheating on her
Birmingham.
and. Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, she's not
But Ally
famous for
Krieger
anything.
also,
She
crazy
hasn't.
enough, no, but she should. But this year, Ally Krieger has had a phenomenal year. Like, she's retiring. She should be on her way out. She's not doing that great. She is at the peak of her career right now. Like, she is doing phenomenal.
I thought that they had said, and this is for rugby, obviously, but I thought that they said that you play your best. And I don't know how old Ally Krieger is, but like it's like something like 35 or 38 is when you reach your peak rugby
Is that
performance.
true?
I thought that's what the stat
That
I
seems
saw was.
nuts to me, especially rugby, considering how physical it is.
I think it has a little bit to do with maturity. You
Oh,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
Well,
your
and knowing the
brain,
game.
yeah, knowledge of the game, and then, you know, increased strength and mass built over years. Because like if you see like a 19-year-old who enters the game and then you see like a 35-year-old, a lot of
Oh,
times
yeah.
they've bulked up a little bit, you know what I mean? They can hit harder and
Yeah.
that kind of thing.
Well, and also like knowing yourself and knowing what is going to work for you, what's not, like being able to be a
Years
leader on
and
the team and
years,
this and that,
yeah.
and like so much muscle memory that then you can then focus on other things. I guess that does make sense. It's just a matter of if your body's going to
I
betray you
think
or not.
38 was the wrong word. I thought it was 35.
That sounds, I mean, yeah, mid-30s.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't, I
So I
don't
guess that would
think,
be
I would
true
say that's
for.
similar to my, I'm older than that. I don't feel like I'm at peak physical or physical.
No,
I don't think
I
I'm
just sleep wrong and I'm out for
yeah,
4 days.
literally,
So,
I have done that thing that you were talking about.
my
I'm
hip
on
was
my
hurting
comeback
yesterday for
tour.
absolutely no
Yeah.
reason. I was like stretching in between shopping excursions. I was like, what is
Yeah.
going on? No
Yeah. I'll
reason.
have to show you this really good stretch that Intermediate Tom has been having me do for my knee, but also has been great for like my lower back building like
Nice.
strength and stuff like that. I'll have to show it to you because it
Yes,
is
please
really,
do.
really
Remember we
good.
used to stretch together
It we did for a while.
for a
It was like
minute.
a
Yeah.
month.
Yeah. We would stretch. Natalie and I would,
Send
we were
each
each other's
other
like stretching
texts.
buddies. Like, what do you
Yeah.
call that? Accountability, I guess.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then because we're on different time zones, so we would just
But
be like,
then
hey,
I
I stretched or I
really
didn't
hurt myself, I
stretch.
think. I think then I
Yeah.
really hurt myself. And so then I was out. It
And
wasn't
then
because of
I
the
had no
stretching.
excuse.
Sometimes when you,
So.
it just takes like one small straw to land on the camel's back, and that's it. You're out.
Yeah. And then I'm like, or I could lay here and do Wordle instead.
Yeah. No, I used to be such a morning person. Like,
Excuse
I
me.
still am. I'm at my most productive in the morning, but I would thrive on like getting up early when no one else was awake. And I would do like that would be like the time I would do things. But now I lay in my bed until 5 minutes before I have to log into my computer and I roll on out of there,
Yeah.
turn on my computer, get my kids up in the morning. All of it happens all at the same time. 5 to 7.
Yeah.
I like lay, I'm
I
awake.
am.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I'm awake starting at like 6:15. And then I got my connections puzzle, my Wordle, my mini crossword. And then I gotta log into my game to get my daily points so that I can get like the infinity lives for 10 minutes. And then you gotta play for
Get those
those 10
coins.
minutes to maximize those infinity lives. You know, you could log in later and do the infinity lives. It's just within the
But if you're
day.
already on your phone, I mean,
Yeah.
you might as well just do it.
Or sometimes I read, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like,
Oh, yeah.
oh shit. And then you're the McAllisters being like, we
Yeah, I get it. I do a lot better having, like, I have to be at work at 7:20, 7:25. I have to. So that means I have to get up and do this because I have to go and do that. If I don't, because otherwise, if I have no, like, set time, I do
I
nothing for like
could start my
hours.
day at 8. Like I could start my day at 8. I could start my day at 9 if I wanted to. But that means that then I would have like 2 hours of time in the morning. That's too much time.
It's a lot of time. Yeah, you better like get up and just get after it because if I
Yeah.
don't, then
I
the
still have
day is shot.
people
The
here, you
whole
know what I
day is
mean?
shot.
But then my kids get off the bus at 4 in the afternoon. So then I would have to work for an entire hour while they're here? Absolutely not.
That's not gonna work.
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you is what I say to that. Well,
Yeah.
what else did you want to scream about today? What has been on your mind that you, I'm not saying like because I need to wrap it up. I'm just saying like I want to know
No.
your world.
Here's the things I'm excited about right now. I restarted sourdough. So
Ooh.
I know it's very exciting for me.
Did you name it?
I did not, I don't do that. You can't get attached. Because the last time I
Because
had
you're gonna kill
sourdough,
him at some point.
right. And the last time I had sourdough, somebody accidentally knocked the lid off in the fridge and it just dried out. And I had no idea
Yeah.
until I went to feed it. And I was like, oh, it's not even like I laxed. It's just like it was an accident. So I started sourdough again. I'm deeply, Ruby is deeply into Christmas, like very, very much. She got a guide to hosting holiday parties.
What?
A magazine.
Just like a reader's
Yeah, like a magazine guide to hosting holiday
Ruby.
parties. And she went through and circled all the things that she wants to do, which is all of them.
Oh my God. All of them, of
So
course it is.
yeah, more is more. So I'm just really thinking it's going to be a busy December. She wants to bake all the cookies, which I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love that too. So I've been baking a lot. We went to the Harlem Wizards on Friday. I was very excited about that, but baking a lot has been like, that was the thing. I graduated to monthly brain therapy instead of weekly now,
Oh,
and
that's nice.
my therapist was like one of the things we talked about when I was like feeling starting to feel better, and like when I quit everything and had more time, and she was like, I think you should bake a couple times a week. And so I've been trying to do that to kind of like, you
Yeah,
know,
girl.
it's like a project. Like I think that's why, like we talked about how I'm kind of anti-craft right now, because I think baking, you can start a project and it might take 2 days, but you can start it and finish it, and then you can see it and do it, and you can consume it.
Right, consume it and then it goes away. It's not
Yeah.
something that you have to like feel
Right.
like, oh, do I have to
Yes.
display this somewhere? Do I have to give this
Yes.
to somebody? What do I do?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then as much as Ruby was de is deeply excited about Christmas, she was also deeply excited about Halloween. So we just finished that whole hurdle, and that
We
was
love a
very
holiday.
exciting. Yeah, she was in charge of the craft for her class. So, you know, there we
Nice.
go. But yeah, so that's kind of things right now. I think I don't want it to be like, okay, now I'm depressed because rugby's over. So I've been trying to ride the
Yeah.
wave. You know what I
Well,
mean?
October October is an insane month, or at least it's an insane month for me
Yeah.
because there's just so many sports happening, and like every night and every day there's like multiple things going on that I'm
Yeah.
sort of halfway interested in.
Yeah.
It was, you know, baseball, you know, championship series, a World Series, and then there was just all the sports all the time. So
Yeah.
now that it's kind of winding down and over, I'm like, oh, okay. Because now it's like regular season hockey. I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. I love hockey, but also it's a long season. So you can't
Yeah.
get like super invested in every game because
Yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
long season. Things like that.
I also wanted to tell you, I'm gonna start Ruby's wall project that you and I talked about months
Oh,
ago. Months ago. So
fantastic.
I
Yes.
don't know if the listener out there is aware of I don't think it's a trend because I don't think anyone wants it, but there are panels you can buy that are wallpapered already for you. And then if you're interested, you can just glue them to your wall. You don't even have to nail them. You can just glue them so that if somebody, maybe the future homeowner decides like, oh, maybe I want to take this down, they can't unless they want to completely take
Right.
their whole room down to the studs. Which is not something I'm interested in currently because that's just not what I'm
That's too
about.
big of a project. No.
So Brie,
So
as
that happened to you, and now you're trying to fix it.
it did happen to me, yes. And now I'm trying to fix it. And so I'm going to Home Depot this afternoon. This episode is sponsored by Home Depot. And I'm going to get some super thick 2C's primer to paint on over that, because this wallpaper also has a texture. And then I'm going to put those pieces of trim on that we talked
Are
about.
you, do you like a bad texture or is it
It's
like
like
are you gonna
it's
do a
as if
wall
there's
texture over the
brush
top of it to like,
strokes.
eh.
I mean, I guess I could just leave the texture.
You could,
I was thinking if
but
I got a thick primer, it would kind of fill in the gaps. You know what I mean?
it'll definitely soften it for sure. You're
Yeah.
still gonna see it unless you do a couple of coats, which you could do.
I kind of
Just use
don't know if I give a
lots of
shit.
paint.
I kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things I was like, is it going to look worse? Can't. It can't.
No, it'll be
You know what
fine.
I mean? It's probably good that you're
Just
not
put a
here for
bunch of
this
paint on there.
project, because you want to know what I don't have? Attention to detail.
It's
So,
probably a good thing that I'm not there because
yeah.
I would be like, Natalie, here's what we're gonna do.
Well, listen, I would
Here's
be
what
all for
hey,
that.
listen.
I would be all for
We're gonna
that.
put on a podcast and then, or just put on some music, obviously, with us. At least we can dance and just have like a painting party and then like a little project party. Because then you're gonna do a board and bat over the top. You're gonna paint it and
Correct.
then do a board and bat
Kind of a
Yes, and
Craftsman
I'm
style almost look to it. It's gonna look
and
really
like a
great.
kind of a higher chair rail type of thing with some like decorative
Grand
kind of
chair rail.
hooks that she can put her doodads on. And it's going to be like a lumberjanes project. And I'm real tight excited about it. I'm going to
I
use a
believe in
nail.
you
I'm going to use a nail
wholeheartedly.
gun. I'm gonna
Palma!
listen. I can almost guarantee you no one's going to trust me with a nail gun, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because
I
again,
really
what I don't
appreciate
have, attention to detail.
It's gonna be great. I'm excited. I
Yeah.
can't wait to see it. I
And
love a
then,
project.
and my goal is to get it done by Ruby's birthday, which is January 16th, which is a long way from now. But so that way, for her birthday, she can get pick out her whole new bedspread and do
Oh,
a
cool.
whole
Yeah.
thing. And
Smart.
then it can be for her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she can have, she's 10 now. She's gonna be 10. So,
Oh my God.
you know,
Double digits. Here it
grown up.
comes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Are you
How
making
fun.
any snacks for the Thorns game?
Not snacks. My job after this, I did find short ribs eventually, fourth stop. But I got them and I'm gonna make braised short ribs
Yeah, you
and
are.
mashed potatoes. So
That's one of my very favorite meals is braised short ribs.
I've never made it, so
Yeah.
expect some texts later
Yeah. Oh,
asking
absolutely. I've made it
questions.
a bunch of
But
times.
great.
It's one of my very favorites. It's truly one of those things. Like the only thing that you way you can screw it up is if you don't cook it enough. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
like, and then even then, it'll taste good. It'll just be kind of chewy. You know what I mean? It'll
Sure.
still taste good though.
Yeah.
But it's
I'm gonna
usually
text you
easy
for
to
some
tell.
tips.
It's easy to tell when it's sorry. I'm gonna tell you can't. I'm not waiting. I'm just gonna tell you my tips right now. You can tell when they're done because the bone just pulls right out of them. That's how you know for sure. Like, oh, this is ready because the bone just like came away.
Which is about how long?
What size? Okay.
Well, I know, because that's the question, is what
What
size? They're
size are they?
probably. Welcome to the Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
Listen, guys, this
Wait.
isn't the content you wanted, but it's the content you're getting.
I don't know. They're about.
I can't see you. Hold it up
I know. Hang
higher.
on. I'm thinking. I'm trying to remember. They're probably an inch thick, inch and a half, maybe 3 or 4 inches long,
Yeah, they are.
2 inches wide.
Can you hold your hands up for the dimension, though? Because I am not a visual person. Yeah, so, okay.
They're not real biggie boys. It
Yeah,
was all I could find.
that's a good thing for you because you don't like, and are you
Because it
having
won't
people
take as
over?
long, which is fine. No.
Okay, so then yeah, it does like,
But I'm gonna take some to my parents or whatever, but
well,
they're
yeah,
both gone all day
but
today. It's
I
fine, but
mean, maybe you don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Like
Well, I'm gonna
maybe
take them
because you want to,
leftovers, depending on how it goes.
but
But
also
here's the
like,
thing.
no, I'm
So
saying
I
like
found
maybe you'll want to keep it all for yourself.
probably, but I might get sick of it because it's just me. So by like day four of eating it, I might be tired of it. I also, so I was at the butcher shop and then I ended up getting like beef, like they were New York ribs or something like that because I couldn't fucking find short ribs. So I got a different kind. So I'm thinking about adding those in there too and just like going for it and
Oh
just making
wait,
a big
adding at the
old
same
pot.
time? Are they
Yeah,
beef
but I don't
ribs?
know. Yeah. But they're different, like
So
probably
I'm
not.
just I just looked up it. So active time, almost an hour, total braising time for 3.5 short ribs. Oh, those are boneless. Fuck that. What's that?
Yeah,
Sorry.
that's what I was, that's why I had a hard time finding out because I was trying to find the right damn thing.
I only ever get, but my Costco always has them. So I'm kind of surprised that yours did not. 5 pounds meaty English style center cut short ribs. That's what we're talking about. 4 hours.
I mean, I knew it's like a low and slow situation, so I'm prepared to like have them cook for a long time. It's fine. And it, again, there's no like set time it has to be done by.
Great. Love
Yeah.
that. Like a early Sunday roast type of situation. You could eat at
Well, that's the
3 p.m. or you
thing,
could
is it
eat it
like
at 6 p.m. or
I
whatever.
know that and I know that I was gonna be like today, like this is my plan today.
Yeah.
Talk to you,
Yeah.
make a dish that takes all day,
Watch
watch
women's
soccer.
soccer.
Like that's it.
Yes. That's a great
So
plan.
I have some time to kind of like fart around and figure it out and do so. Although I do need to go get isn't it crushed tomatoes? I have to get tomatoes at the store. I forgot those yesterday, but in
Yeah.
any event.
If I had if we were neighbors, I could just give you some. I mean, you might be able to
If
just
we
use
were
tomato
neighbors,
paste. Yeah.
I don't
If we
have
were neighbors,
anything
I wouldn't be
tomato
able
in
to
my
afford
house
a
right now.
house in your neighborhood. Sorry.
Probably not, and that's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not
Cost
like
of
I have a
living
fancy
between rural
house, but
Illinois
man,
and coastal Oregon is just very different.
it really
Very,
is.
very different. But that's
Yeah.
okay. Maybe someday. Maybe someday.
Someday,
You know what I mean?
no empathy.
Do you have any important things that people need to know about? Mainly me, but maybe other people if
Obviously.
they six people
No,
listen to
just
this.
like, hey, watch women's sports
Yeah, that's really kind of the
because they're
takeaway from
great
this.
and there
Make
are.
short ribs, watch women's sports.
Yeah, well, and like the short ribs thing too, like it's a dish I've thought about for a long time. I was like, ooh, that'd be fun. I see the fucking TikTok videos and stuff come
Yeah.
by. I love a good like cooking TikTok algorithm. And I was like, I should do that. I should do that. And then I never do it. And then it's like, you know what? Let's like carve out some time, set it aside, be like, listen, today's the day. Try something new. Whether
Yeah.
it's fantastic or not, it'll probably still be edible. So just go
Like I
for it.
said, there's truly the only thing that they will be is if it doesn't work, they will still taste good. It will
Yeah.
just be chewy.
It's red wine and tomatoes and, you know,
This one
other good
just uses,
veggies, and then
I
that.
just found this one from one of my TikTok girlies that I follow, food people. Her name is Wishbone Kitchen. She's a private chef in the Hamptons during the summer. And she has a like viral, I'm using air quotes, listener, viral short rib ragu, but hers just uses tomato
Ooh.
paste. I'm gonna send it to you right
Yeah, that
now.
sounds great.
Sending it to you. So I Wishbone Kitchen, red wine, beef braised short ribs. If you're a person that is listening to this that wants to try it, it's one of those things like short ribs is like it's like a labor of love. You know what I mean? But I mean it's but even then, it's only active time for like 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you chop an onion?
And then you
Yes.
sit. It's all things I can do. It's fine. And I
Have I
could have
told
bought
you?
the pre-done mashed potatoes at Costco too. And I was like, ooh, they have a big tray of them. It was like $20. I was like, ooh. And I was like, no.
You know what's really easy? Doing
Make
them
your
in your
mashed
Instant Pot.
potatoes.
But
Ooh, I could.
you do have to turn it on.
That's hard for me.
The long time
That's real
running
hard for
joke
me.
in this chat. Oh shoot, what was I gonna say? Oh, my sister, she sent me a meme the other day that she was like, this is how I feel every time you tell me about a recipe. And it's and someone's always like, oh my gosh, this is my go-to weeknight meal. And the person's like, oh yeah, tell me all about it. And they go, start with chopping one onion. They were like, I'm gonna stop you right there. And it's always like, that's the hurdle. She's like, that's you every time. It's like, oh, this is such an easy recipe. You just have to chop an onion and then if she's like, no, that's not, you've already reached the hurdle that I can't get
That's a
past.
great threshold to know. Like, listen, if you don't want to chop an onion, this is not for you.
This one time I
Push a
stayed at her
pause.
house during the day and I finished work at 4 and she didn't get home until like 5:30. We were going to something later that night. And so I was like, it was like raining in Chicago. I couldn't go for a walk. I had been sitting all day, so I didn't want to like watch TV or anything. And so I like looked in her pantry and like found the stuff to make cookies. And so she came home and she was like, did I have all these ingredients at my house? And I was like,
These come from.
yeah, exactly. She was like,
Did you DoorDash this?
did you know that you can just do nothing instead of just like you just had to make cookies?
Yeah, I just felt like it. Let's go.
Exactly. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
that's very nice
That's
of you. What a
funny.
good sister
I
move.
had all these ingredients in my house. I had these ingredients in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Sure.
She didn't have vanilla. That was the only thing that she didn't have, but that's just a bonus ingredient anyway. I added honey and it was fine.
Oh, nice.
Just
Smart.
a little extra
Yeah,
honey.
I made chocolate chip cookies the other day just for funsies because I hadn't made them forever. And I was like, yeah, let's make cookies. I
I'm
just
gonna make
like cooking
some.
and baking. I do like it, but I don't like doing it all the time. And especially as like a single person who has like limited evening time. I'm like, I don't, this is not what I want to do every, I don't want an hour and a half of every single night to be
No, I
this.
totally
So I like
understand.
to like cook once or twice a week and then fill in the rest with other stuff.
I definitely
God
understand
bless
that.
Trader Joe's and Costco, but
I want to make sourdough discard chocolate chip cookies this week because that
ooh.
sounds kind of yummy. And I might use some rye flour in it as like a
Okay.
little extra, like almost like a nuttiness without the
Like a zing. Yeah,
nuts.
yeah, 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 yeah. I like
Like a
it. You should
tangy.
make some sourdough waffles for me, just for
Okay.
me, because that's the only thing I miss about having a sourdough starter
Do you use
was
ripe
those
sourdough or
waffles.
you use discard?
It was discard.
Oh, great. I love that. Because
Yeah.
we make waffles a lot on weeknights. We call them
Yeah.
big waffles. We make big waffles. I think
I
actually big
finally broke.
waffles are on our menu for this week.
My God, you guys need your menu. You're adorable. Got to have it though. We have to manage that fam. Got to have it.
Well, and we have tumbling now and like things on the weeknights and like Girl Scouts and yada, yada. So you got to like think ahead, because those are nights that you don't want to have a whole meal that you have to make. Because yes, most of my meals do involve chopping an onion, which you do add time. It adds time, you know, to that. And then also dishes, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so you got to think ahead about like having something. Yeah, the dishes. Really, dishes are my biggest. I hate that.
I don't hate doing dishes. I just hate the time that it takes to do them.
I do hate doing dishes. Okay. I do hate them. And I sometimes will be like, I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
I'll rinse them and I'd be like, this is the hurdle that I can't get past. And then they sit there until the next day. But then it's like a slippery slope, because then the next day you have to do double dishes. I did all the dishes after dinner. We had dinner after Thomas's birthday party last night, and which was already like, way to go, Natalie, for making dinner after doing party stuff all day.
Yeah, so dude.
And then we finished dinner. We finished dinner. And then I was like, oh no. But then I just loaded what I could in the dishwasher and got that in there. And then I was like, okay, there's only like three more dishes I can be happy with leaving these for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I did all the other ones and we got the dishwasher started. So like, there wasn't that big stress of like the next morning you get up and you're like, oh, fuck you, past Natalie. You hate it.
Yeah, but sometimes taking care of present Natalie is more important than future Natalie's problems. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Future Natalie does hate past Natalie a lot. But then future Natalie also loves it when like past Natalie put like six English muffins in the freezer or like a bunch of broth or whatever. Mm-hmm. Past Natalie does set us up.
We love all versions of Natalie. We love them all. Sometimes they work great. Sometimes they don't. But hey, we love them all.
They don't work. They're not working together. I'm excited about your short ribs. I can't wait for you to call me and tell me about them. I am kind of jealous. I'm gonna get short ribs from Costco next time I'm there.
Do it. You should also get some New York ribs and then bake them and then like tell me about how it went. I have so many barbecue sauces I need to try that I think honestly I'm just gonna make like regular style ribs. Because not only did I get New York style ribs when I was there, the lady was really nice and we got to talk. Good, I'll tell you something else too.
Great.
And then I got country style boneless pork ribs.
Oh, those are so great. Those are so easy.
Those are the best. They're so good. I have meat and ribs coming out of my ears right now.
Yeah.
And then it came time to pay and I put pay and I was pushing buttons and I was too busy talking and I gave her a 50% tip.
Oh no. Like, oh, on a lot of money then, probably because it's meat. Sure.
It wasn't that, I mean, honestly, the grand scheme, like it wasn't that bad. Like it was probably cheaper than like Costco or whatever, honestly. And I was supporting small businesses, so it's fine. And then I was like, well, welcome to the area. It's fine. I was like, it's not like I was so polite that like I couldn't stop myself.
Yeah, no.
Pretty decent tip on something. And I was like, no, Miss Becky, bye. Like, rather than deal with it in the moment or make it awkward, I made it
the other day. I tipped somebody on a gift card. Like, I was purchasing a gift card for the kids' teachers. And you know how it's like the thing where you have to do it on the tablet. And it's just like, I always tip at this local ice cream coffee shop. Yeah. And I was like, this will be something fun for teachers and I'm supporting a small business. And then I tipped 20% on my gift card purchase.
Yeah. Why? Why?
I know.
We just can't help ourselves.
Like, you know,
we can't help it.
I also sent you a New York style rib, balsamic glazed oven baked New York style rib recipe.
Ooh, I love a balsamic. Girl.
But you know what? I think the balsamic is in the barbecue sauce. You have to make your own. But so then maybe it would be, if you used your own barbecue sauce that you had, it may not be to balsamic glaze. But anyway, it's still an oven baked.
Which I could make, but I have a ton of, I keep buying bottles of barbecue sauce that I need to get. I have a Hawaiian that I want to use right now. And I've got a Carolina, like mustardy style.
Oh, that's good.
That I want to use up. Yeah. So I think I'm just going to do that with those ribs. And then
what we made last night was one of Thomas's very favorite meals, which is these barbecue meatballs where you make a meatball. I did a 50-50 pork and beef meatball. You could use turkey, you could use whatever. But then you add the barbecue inside the meatball. And then halfway through, you put it on the top. So you glaze them and you do them all in the oven on a sheet pan. And then like the recipe have is from Budget Bites, which is Beth Monsell is my queen, but she does sheet pan roasted vegetables at the same time. So you could do like two sheet pans and then you have your whole meal. And then she does it as a meal
Yes.
prep recipe. So then you could put it in individual
Now, do
containers,
you
but it's not
use,
very
are you a
difficult.
breadcrumb or an oats meatball?
I'm a breadcrumb lady. I know that you are an oats lady.
I am an
I
oats
think
lady.
it's
I
an
love it
Irish
so
thing, isn't
much.
it? I feel like that's an
Sure.
Ireland thing.
Yeah.
Great.
No idea. Sure. Let's go with it.
I have never tried it, but I should.
Oh, you need to.
I do use
I will
steel.
send
Are
you my
they like
recipe for
instant
them.
oats or are they rolled oats or steel
I think
cut? What do you
rolled.
got? Like,
I
are
think they're
they
rolled.
traditional
They're not
cuts?
the not. It's a steel cut that has little edges on them. It's not that. They're just regular like Quaker oats. Are those considered oat or rolled?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't
it would
know.
say
Natalie,
rolled
you're
on the
asking me a lot of
package.
things about foods
I'm
and
just like
cooking.
instant. Well, here's why I'm asking. Because instant oats break down faster, right? So
Right. No,
if
I understand that. Yeah.
so then the texture inside would be different if you used an instant oat versus a rolled oat, right? Because the rolled oat,
Yeah.
you would still have the texture of the oat
And it
in
holds
it.
up. So I'm like 95% sure it's rolled. But
Probably.
what I'm hesitant on is I don't remember if the recipe says that or not, but that's got to be what it is. So,
I would think
but it is very good.
so.
It keeps them very moist and then they stay pretty whole. Like, they don't crumble apart too much, but they kind of do. And they're just so good. I love a meatball.
I do too. And they're so easy. I mean, I think
Yes.
probably other people are like, but they're not, Natalie.
No, they are. They're just little mini meatloafs. They're so easy.
Well, and if you use an ice cream scoop to dollop them out,
Yeah,
then they're
man.
all the same size, and then you just have to go through and roll them with your hands.
Yes, which is
Follow
fun.
me
It's a
on
fun
TikTok for
texture.
more tips. Just kidding, I don't have any of that. I don't do that.
Am on TikTok as HEA apologist, and I have never posted a thing in my life. I just go on there and lurk. That's it.
You know me, I'm on there just as SNAT. I have posted things, but it's just so much work.
And so many people are so good at it that I'm like, no, I don't want to be on camera. No.
I do like to be on camera, and as we all know, I have an innate need for people to hear my voice through their headphones. Like it's a need. I have things to say, and you're going to hear about them whether you want to or not.
I love it.
And I do love, like, obviously, I do all these Zoom classes for like the library and stuff. Like I love that stuff. It's just like it's not just post a video and put it on TikTok. It's you have to post a video. It has to be a certain length. You have to have it in a certain, you know what I mean? Like it can't
Your
just
lighting has to
be
be on point. You have to
it.
be, everything's edited in a clever way. Like all of this extra stuff. I'm
You have
like,
to have the
no.
right music in the background in order for it to be seen. You can't say the
Yep.
wrong words because then they're going to shadow ban you and you didn't even know it. Like it's just, it's very
Yeah.
hard to exist on the internet and I just don't plan on doing it. I wish I could,
Well, we do it
but
in
I
our own
can't.
ways. We do it like this.
Look at
I
us
used
right
to do it on
here.
Twitter, but man, that place is just really a real bummer these
I was
days.
listening to a Faded Mates the other day and Jen Reads Romance was talking about how she's not even really on Twitter. And I was like, if she's not on Twitter, then it's fucking really not
Yeah.
good. You know what I
It just
mean?
sucks because that whole community was lost because of this, because has not made the jump for me anyway to Blue Sky or Threads or whatever, because people just
I
aren't
think Threads
posting
is probably the
same. And
closest, right? Like it's probably the closest
I
thing.
guess so, but
I wish though that they
yeah.
stopped. Like the thing that I don't want is like all of my romance, like I existed on Twitter for the romance community only. I don't want my Instagram people to follow me there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, I want it to be a separate platform that I just have for romance that I just, you know what I mean? Like my just, I guess like my Just Say I Snap people could follow me there, but I just, you know what I mean? Like, I liked the separation and I could choose my platform a little bit easier and I could choose the things I shared on Twitter
Yeah.
versus other, how I interacted with people. And I don't want that flow necessarily. And I understand like most people probably do because that's how they build their whole platform or
I
whatever.
suppose, but it's like if you want to have any kind of boundaries, you have to be really set about it, and that can be difficult. And Instagram is great too. I mean, I think there's a lot of people on that, but it's not the same feel. It's like being able to like comment, reply, and like join in a conversation
Yes.
that happened on Twitter that
Correct.
does not happen anywhere else.
Yeah, and I think it is some, I think they're trying to do that on Threads. I just don't know.
Yeah. Well, and now, especially this last summer, whatnot, like it's it was a ton of women's soccer that I would follow over, and like a lot of the sports stuff, like we were talking
That's
about,
where you
like
would find out
the
about the
live
news
updates were
and then the
there, and like
sub
all of,
news, right? About
absolutely, and all of the teams still only post like Kraken updates, like Seattle Kraken hockey updates. I can only see, I mean, I guess I could go on ESPN app, but it's more fun to see, like, because they'll post clips of who scored the
And you'll see
goal,
who they're
and you'll see as they
interacting
go
with
along with,
too. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because other people, they'll share stuff from other people on Twitter. And I just, why are white men ruining everything?
I don't know. It's the worst. It's the worst. But I did see via Twitter slash Instagram, just real quick side note here. Guess who's
It
going
can
to
be
Stevie
long.
LitCon next year?
Beverly Jenkins.
Beverly
I
Jenkins!
know. And I was like, this is why we might have to go back.
No, I was like, no, it was great. I loved it. I loved meeting my people. It was a great time. But I was like, I don't can't like I don't want to go every year necessarily. That's it's a lot to go and do
It's
that
a
every time.
lot.
And
It's
now
a lot
I'm
of
like,
money. It's
God
a big
dang
time
it.
commitment because it's like weekdays and weekends. You know what I mean? Because you
Yeah.
have to do both. You can't just really do one. You'll miss the experience, you know? And
Yeah. And like the panels are fun on all the days and all that stuff. I mean, it's a great time. But again, I the signing is fun, but also like I don't need to have a million physical books.
It's so hard.
I love them. I'm never going to be one of those cart people that had like the things you drag
Can you
around,
imagine? I again, no hate of, I
because
just
that's
can't
just not
imagine
my
what your
life. But
house is like. I can't imagine what your house is like
well, those
to.
are like the Insta and the TikTok girlies who are out there doing the things and have physical copies and take really cute pictures of doing this and like do fun stuff. I'm like, that sounds great. It's not my lifestyle.
Yeah,
That's
I
not how I'm
can't
ever
do
going to
it.
be.
Literally, it was just me
So.
walking up, standing in line to walk up to an author and be like, this is a book that really meant a lot to me. I don't have anything for you to sign, but I just wanted to tell you to your face, and you have to listen to it because I waited in line for you to
It
listen
was
to me
just
tell you.
us shouting
Oh
joy
my
at
God,
authors.
so many
It was
authors.
just us. I hope it's okay that we're talking about this without Jackie and Holly, but like
I know, it's fine. We talked about it a little bit
that
too.
was honestly like kind of the best part of it, was just like going up and being able to be like, I love you. I appreciate the work that you're doing.
We
Please
fucking
keep it
hugged
up.
Olivia Dade. Hi, Olivia Dade, if you're listening, it
Oh
was
my God.
us. It was us
Yes.
right at the beginning.
Adriana Herrera, like, was just, it was such a magical little
Yeah, interaction.
interaction. I mean, so many of them. It was crazy. So it was
Exactly.
totally worth going. I loved it.
One of my long
But
and poor thing was probably like, bitches, leave me alone. But when we were just at least 50% in the bag, yelling at Rebecca Weatherspoon throughout the lobby bar. And she obviously was like, I'm not stopping, but I'll throw the peace signs up to you guys. See
yeah,
ya, crazy
that was a
people.
pro move. That was a pro move. She just like kept walking, but like turned towards us, like so she
Acknowledged
was like,
us, gave us a little piece of herself,
you know,
gave
like
us
our
some
arms up,
energy.
whatever. As we're like, and then, which was fine. I didn't need her to stop. I just needed to know she's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't need her time. I just,
No, I don't want to waste her
exactly.
time. It was fine. I got to talk to Kennedy Ryan, just like walking side by side, back to her. And like, I always wanted to check in.
Celebrities,
Like,
they're
I just
just
be
like
like, hey, how
us.
you doing? Are you doing all right? You making it through? Can I get you anything? Like, just wanted to be like, are
No,
you
that was
okay?
like,
Because this is incredible.
even like Kelly from Romance Shop,
Best friend Kelly. Yeah.
Romancelandia shop. Just being able to like get them a glass of water, you know what I mean? Because those things, it's a marathon. And even for the
Yeah, dude.
vendors, if they take a break, it's potentially money lost. So then like they're sitting there with can't sit down because they could put they only could put their food plates on their seats. It's the only surface they had, so
Yeah.
they have to stand. And I was like, I'll just take these plates for you
Which,
because my God.
yeah, it feels like I always. It just feels like it's a very like human experience and human interaction to like remember that we're just people. But at the same time, trying to not lose my shit that like talking to Christina Lauren or like whatever it is. I'm
Lucy
like, what?
Eden, when we remember
Oh my
like right
God.
at the
In the
beginning.
hallway. Yes.
She used your phone.
She
Celebrities,
did.
they're
She used
just like
her.
us.
Yeah. She used her hotel phone. I was like, hey, yeah, anything you need, no problem.
Yeah, we were like, do you need
Yeah,
us
we
to
had some
carry these
magical.
boxes downstairs? Do you need
You're
us
so
to help you?
helpful.
I can't
You're
carry things. I wasn't
overly
allowed to
loud and
carry
overly
things.
helpful. Yeah. It was a
Poor
blast. It was
Dominic Lim.
magical.
Oh my God.
Why did he sing yell at so many off? You keep naming names that I forgot we did that too. spending our entire weekend with. Oh my God. Yeah. I was yelling Rihanna at the top of my lungs in the lobby at one point. I'm surprised I didn't get kicked out or like talked to.
I don't think we were the worst of
No,
it.
God, no. We were fun. It was fine.
Yeah.
We weren't being obnoxious, just having a good time. Well, that was probably obnoxious to some people, but they can deal.
Not to us, okay.
That's right. We got an Eva Moore. I just fawned over her. It was great.
That was so nice.
Yeah. So anyway, so Steamy, I just wanted to touch on that. And then speaking of that, have you read any good books lately?
Oh, so yes. Kind of. I'm kind of in one of those weird, I was trying to read a historical that it just, I think it's a good book, but I had read too many high heat, quick paced contemporaries right before that. And then I went into this kind of slower moving, very beautiful historical. And it, you know, it's just
Sometimes
like
those
not
rough
the right time.
transitions. Yeah.
And then, Holly, don't listen to this if you haven't read Once More with Feeling, by Alyssa Sussman, the new release. And I think I'm gonna continue reading it. I don't wanna hate on a book on this podcast, but it's not hating. It's just I
You don't have
think
to. Just if it doesn't work for you, doesn't work for you. Like, get
it's a
into
heroine that does not
it.
jive with my brain. Like, you know what I mean? Like when
Sure.
you read a character and you're like, can't relate to this at all. You
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is me and a lot of contemporaries, sorry to
But I
say.
really was excited for this book, and I'm going to keep reading it, but like, and because I there's it has to be redeemable. You know what I mean? What are you reading? I did read all
Oh.
of those Kit Rocha books, by the way. Did I tell you that?
No, wait.
Yeah, I read
The
like all of them.
wait, oh my God, I'm blanking on the shoot,
The
the
Beyond? No. Yes. Beyond series? Yeah, Beyond series by Kit Rocha.
Yes, and that's the one with all the motorcycle people, right? Yes. Oh my God, like the dystopian. Yes. Oh my God, what a crazy world, right? It's
yeah.
so
It
nuts.
was
And then
so
you just
Hunger
can't.
Gamesy, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
You
like the
know.
different sections and that kind of
Yes.
stuff. But
Yes.
then somehow like just like people by like sex and like
Yeah.
violence,
Yeah.
and then that's what
Well,
their
it's
whole
when
world is.
yeah, because they don't have any limits anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the whole Eden or whatever is so deeply controlled that it's in the sectors where they can really be whoever they want to be.
Right.
They're beyond limits. Get it?
That was
Did you see
wow.
that? Yeah.
Wow. I'm so glad I have you to help usher me into understanding. Yeah. No, that's a fun series. It's crazy, but it's you get sucked into it and like all the different characters and that kind of stuff.
I
And
think
like
I read like
I read
12 of
all of them.
them or whatever
And
it
they're all
was,
on
like in a
KU right now, which
row.
they weren't on KU for a while. So I was like, I'm not going to spend $11 on each of these books because they were
I
expensive.
know, but I know that this is how authors make money, and I'm so sorry, everybody, but I'm a cheap ass
Yeah.
bitch.
I can't like the pace that I read and go through notes too is like I can't be doing this.
So it is a good
Well,
series
I'm
if you
glad
have
that you
to.
liked them. That's
I
great.
did. Yeah. I had to like have a palate cleanser afterwards. And like, you know what I mean? Because
Oh
you
yeah.
just zoom through and there's so high heat and there's like, you know what I mean? And they're so fast. They move so fast, you know?
Yes, the pacing is crazy. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I went down a an Elizabeth Stevens rabbit hole
Yes, I know you
with the
did. Oh my
oh my God.
gosh.
With so it
Speaking
started
of
with
high
Dark
heat.
City. Oh my God, I know. And like bonkers.
I've never ever read an Omega book. Tell me everything.
I hadn't no, that's not true. I think I've read like one or two before, but I was like, okay, there's like nodding and like there's like hierarchy and what
Yes.
cool. But what I read before was just not a very good one. This one
Yeah.
is amazing. It's very good. And it's like, yes, they have their like alpha and omega and like,
Yes.
but and of course there's like a lot of like attraction and it's like, but it's the same as like it's like a fated mates trope.
Yes.
It's
Yes.
just but like up about four notches.
And
But the
FYI,
writing
everybody,
is
we
so good.
saw Elizabeth Stevens at Steamy Lit Con.
Yes.
We had a very deeply funny moment with her baby at the pool. And then we got to talk to her about her baby at the signing event the next day. And we
Yes.
were like,
And
oh, we're
gush
best
about it.
friends with your baby. We met her at the pool.
Yeah. I went up to the table to go talk to her. I was like, oh, I love you. Like, this is great. You're here. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to make this weird, but I'm here to tell you. Met your baby. She's like, what? It's like, it happened.
Yes,
It was the whole
listen,
thing. We met her. She's
she
cool.
wasn't alone. She wasn't
Yeah,
alone.
I was like, this
She
is going
was
to sound weird,
shattered.
but I'm just telling you,
And then
I
all
know
of
who
us
your
were
baby
there, and we
is.
were all like, "Yeah, we love your babies," which was
And
just us
her
the
mom
whole
was
week.
there, and like a proud grandma was just beaming about the
Yes,
whole thing. Like, she was so
yes.
excited. That baby is really damn cute, though.
She was very
That's a
cute.
very cute baby. And Elizabeth Stevens is a great follow on all the different things like
Yeah.
Instagram and TikTok, especially is where
I
she's at.
saw
She
a
does a
couple
lot of posting.
stories because she had a couple really interesting stories, and I'm sorry to hijack your conversation, but she had some really great stuff on there about trying to sell her books and about how
Her
traditionally
journey from trad versus
and traditional publishers kept trying to be like, "No, there is no market for this. No, it's too much. You need to turn it down a level." And she was like, "Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to turn it up a level and I'm going to publish it myself," right? Is that kind of what I
I
thought
believe so,
that's
yeah.
what I thought that's, and I thought it was really, really great.
Yeah, she's been very transparent about the whole thing. And then I think just recently she got another trad deal.
Nice.
So more books coming. She's gonna try it again.
Great.
If I remember, I forget how long it goes,
I thought
but
that was Dark City Omega that she was trying to sell it to a trad publisher, maybe. I thought.
could be. But like just within the last week or so, I thought I saw like the little like Publishers Weekly. Like they
Yeah. Well,
authors
good.
post
I'm
that little
glad.
blurb
No,
about
I
what it
like,
is.
I want
And I
all
don't remember
authors to
the
be
details of it,
successful
but
in whatever platform works for them. Because I
yeah.
know that there's some that traditional publishing is the only thing that's going to work for them because of the tools that it gives you. Whereas some people are like, "No, I never want to be traditionally published, you know, because it's limiting."
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. However it works out, I'm a follower. I'm going to read anything and everything she's written. I got into her alien books. That was another one. The
Yeah.
Javier starts with an X, Nate's
Great.
books. Those are nuts. And they're so fun. But I inadvertently, like, it was great. And there was like aliens and stuff. And like, I read Ice Planet
Are those
Barbarians. Like,
on
I'm on board.
KU?
I believe so, yeah. I'll send you the first one. I forget what it's
Listen,
called.
I'm so
I'll look it
sorry,
up,
but
but
I'm never going to read them. I just,
that's
aliens
fine.
and
I
monsters
just
are
want to
just
say it
not
for
for
on
me,
here.
and I want people to read them. I have never been able to do it.
It's fine. Let me tell you. Okay, so Taken to Nobu is one of them,
Taken to
Nobu.
Nobu.
But the Zaviri Mates,
Also, Nobu, isn't that one of those
Xiviri.
very fancy Japanese restaurants in New York? Is it Nobu?
Probably. Isn't that a moon in the
That's
Star
actually
Wars?
a
I have no idea.
contemporary. That's it. There's actually a contemporary by the same title.
He's got four arms, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elizabeth Seasons, go read her stuff. But so I'm reading it and I was like going through and like you know how each like a story series,
Yeah.
like you like bump
Builds on
along, you just
itself.
read the
Yeah.
next one, read the next one. All of a sudden I'm reading this book and I didn't look too much into it because it's about book four or five, I think, in the series. And I'm cruising along, and all of a sudden I realize that the hero of the story is a snake shifter. I didn't set up for this. I didn't know that that's what this was. He's some like crazy like King Cobra, but like bigger thing. And then they're talking about his like two tongues. I'm like, what's going on? That's insane. Oh man. But in like the best fun
Listen,
way.
I
But
think one of the
that may
reasons,
be near the top of my limit, just because
yeah.
of the animal that they chose. I was like, I'm just not into this one. I can never find this sexy.
Yeah.
But I read the whole book,
Yeah.
so
But like,
know what she's
who's the fool
doing.
here? I think for me, one of the things I have a hard time with, and I even have a hard time with this in fantasy, is like when you're like, no, anything can happen. Like, you know what I mean? And I think why I read a lot of contemporaries, because I was like, these are things my brain can wrap their mind around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there, once you're like, it's just too many facts for my dumb brain to remember, where I'm like, what planet are we on? You look like what? Oh, wait, is that a tribe, this tribe? Because I can't keep it all
Yeah.
straight. And it's just like, it could be anything in the world, Natalie. And you're like, Natalie, I think that seems like something you would like, but it's not. It's like, I can't, I need this like structure to read within. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even sci-fi, sometimes I can get it because I'm like, space. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But then when
Or
you're
like
like,
that series that we like with Amanda Boucher,
oh,
The
yes, because
Promise
it's
of
Greek
Fire and all this too,
mythology.
because there's
Yes.
Greek mythology. I feel
And
like
I'm
you had a
like,
little more
I
of a touch point
know
to
kind
it.
of, yeah, I've listened
Yeah.
to tons of podcasts about it. I've read a bunch of books about it. And so I'm like, I have a framework that my brain can keep it with
Yeah.
it. But even that one, you get to the third book in that one, I'm like, okay, Amanda, like,
Take a log off.
Yeah. It's just too much. I was like, these people have been through enough. Okay. Like, they can't go through it. It's why I can't read the one everyone likes. God damn it. The one, they made it into a show, and it's the time travel, but it's Outlander.
Oh, got it.
I'm like, you added time travel into this. I can't.
I know, you know, it's tough when there's a lot of logistical questions. Yeah. So it's why you have to, like, with a lot of those, like, I need like a good writer.
Also, fuck Diana Gabaldon forever. See ya later. You can only, I don't need you in my life.
Yeah, 1,000%. I know. And the two leads in that TV show have some of the best chemistry I think I've ever seen on acting. And I still don't watch it because, like, I don't care about all, like, there's too much rape. There's too much other stuff. Yes. It's too slow.
Yes.
When I found out that there was an entire book where, like, the two of them were not on page together, like, the entire time, I was like, I'm not reading that. It's not romance.
I read the first one. And then when I got to the first one, and I was like, oh, wait, now they're going to fucking France? But these people have both been raped. They have been through so much.
I know.
They're like,
and you just know, like, that more is coming. And I'm like, yes, I can't handle this. I'm like, this.
I couldn't. I was like, these people have been through enough. Let them just be together. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm not reading a 5,000 word or page book. When it's just going to be, I just can't do it. I don't have the attention span for it. So I'm with you. But no, I think the fantasy, it's good, but it depends. I have to be in the right mood to, like, okay, am I ready to learn today? Because you have to, like, and Elizabeth's seasons are like that, where there's like different words for different things sometimes. And like, she made up a couple of like, a few like fun, like new language things. It's not like Lord of the Rings where it's a whole like elven, whatever.
And the funny thing is I did read Lord of the Rings, and maybe just me. Yeah. My 37-year-old brain is like, we did
it. Sure, it's what you have time for it now. Capacity, I get it.
You used all that up when you read Lord of the Rings every year. I used to read those books.
That was it.
Every year. It's like, no, you used it up and it's gone now. You only have time for historical fiction, historical romance, and contemporary romance. And that's as much as you can handle, bitch.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I got real into Alona Andrews and the Kate Daniels series this year.
I have to read those too.
And once you get into it, they do a really good job of the world building. And like, I've always liked urban fantasy books and stuff since the Shadow Fever, Fae Fever. Shit, who wrote that? It's a famous one. Anyway, that's where it just drives me nuts. My brain, I used to remember stuff like this all the time. And now synapses are not firing. But anyway, so I've read like
used it up.
I did. I really did. I learned all of those Saturday Night Live quotes. Then that was like, well, that's all you get. excuse me. Anyway, Alona Andrews. So I've read like all of those books this year, and like all the novellas and stuff too. And I took breaks, and then, but you come back to it and you can just jump right back in because the world was so clear on the page.
It's waiting for you.
Yeah. So it just depends. If you can get into it once, then you'll be into it for a while, but you got to be in the right mindset for it. I get it.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not. Yeah. I wish I was.
It's fine.
I was.
I can't read anymore about contemporary, like,
I understand,
people who just like need to talk to each other. That's not true. I mean, of course I can, but I'm like, I need a break from the reality that is in the world. And
hey,
not
that
in
reminds me.
And I can't.
For the 8 of you out there listening to this, I took Sarah McLean's Start Your Romance Novel Today class.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Last weekend? Yeah, last weekend. It was great. I loved it. It was 2.5 hours of chock full of content. 2.5 hours. Now that was not the time of commitment I was expecting, which is fine. I just didn't read it, but I did it. And it was so very good. If you are considering, I think she's going to do it again next year. I think she does it this time of year, every year. Obviously that's a while from now, but she has other ones that you can take. There's one about conflict and there's one about something else, I can't remember, but I loved it so much. And one of the things that she says in there is like, if your conflict can be solved by having one conversation, it's not enough conflict. You need to go back to the drawing board. And I thought that was such a great, because that is one of the big frustrations that I have too, is like, if you're reading a contemporary or whatever, and you're like, if you just wrote this gentleman a letter, they would understand what's going on. And then you'd be good. You don't even have to talk to him. You can just write him a letter. But
yeah.
I know.
And then they stretch it out sometimes for so long. And then I don't know. And there's a lot of reasons for it, but
yes,
God, she's such a good writer. I love Sarah McLean so
I
much.
know. It's so very
And she's
good.
kind of going through it right now. So shout out to her and her
Yeah,
fam.
exactly.
But I'm so glad that you took that class and that you're
Yeah,
writing.
I know I'm
That's so
writing.
exciting.
Well, I'm one of those people that I'm like, you know, where you're like, oh, this could be a romance novel. And I have like ideas. Like I had six ideas written down,
Whoa.
six story
I
ideas.
have
And I was
zero
like,
ideas. I never have ideas. So if your brain is kind of like that does that, great. Run with it for those of us who can't.
and that's kind of why I was like, why don't you just try it? So I'm doing
Excuse me.
NaNoWriMo right now. It's going okay. And I
Nanaimo
don't,
bars? Got it.
like, NaNoWriMo bars. And I kind of, you know, I'm not doing it with a high pressure. Like I'd like to maybe have a novella by the end of it, but if I don't, then I still have some writing done and
Great.
I get to think about it some more and spend some time doing something that's a hobby that, again, since I'm anti-craft with things that take up space, takes up no space. All it takes is
Yeah.
time, you know what I mean? And
Well, and it's something that you can be noodling about in while you're baking, and like doing all this stuff and like it's
Exactly. It's like something you can think about and you can add a couple notes during a work day and it doesn't interfere with anything or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's been really fun. And then like, you know, I can send messages to Sarah Whitney and I can send messages to Aaron and be like, this is what I'm writing today, and like, you know, that kind of thing. And we can talk about different stuff and just kind of like have a different outlet for stuff, you
Yeah.
know. So it's been
Creative
fun.
outlets are important. They're super important. I don't have any right now, but my
You like, no,
what I
you've been doing
have,
puzzles, and that's kind of the same thing where I
I
think
do love a
puzzles are
puzzle,
like
but
baking,
it's
where you
not.
can sit down, you can start it, and you can finish it, and it's a finite thing that, you know what I
It's a
mean?
menu. Yeah, it's a task that I can just sit down and just like do.
Yeah,
I put on
and have
something
a
in the background and
release.
away it goes. It's true. I've been enjoying that, but I also.
I asked for a puzzle mat for Christmas.
I'll show you. I'll send you pictures of the one I have. See if you like it or not. I love it. Yeah, I also look forward to this time of year when things slow down and like it gets dark at night and it like there's some like forced to be in my house. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna organize. And so I get really into like I nest a lot this time of year and I go through old Rubbermaids of things and like pare stuff down and all that. And like I went through all my electronics the other day, found my old Game Boy, and I was so excited about it. I was like, sweet. And then I realized that I never take the batteries out of things when I store them. And so the
Oh, they
battery's
all
just like melted in there
corroded.
and corroded. So it doesn't work, but it looks
Oh,
cool.
man.
So yeah. But it's just like those kinds of things that just like kind of soothes my brain a little bit to like not have my eyes twitch when I walk by and see a stack of five Rubbermaids. I'm like, I could get that down to two and then put it under here and then it'll be out of the way. And like those are the kind of things that I kind of need to do as well for my own sanity. So it's not quite creative, but it also is something that helps with the overall mental health.
I think it's just like relieving like a little, like a, with like an Instant Pot, you have a, like a steam release, you know what I
I would
mean? And
understand.
it's like, you do have to turn it on in order to have the steam actually build up. So you might not get it. But maybe someday you'll think back and you'll be like, oh, Natalie made that steam release reference. I get it now. It'll happen for you too.
It's fine. I can heat things up. I can chop an onion. I
Remember
just
when I
need a
didn't have a
little
microwave
intimidated
for
by
a
the Instant Pot.
while and you were like,
Yeah,
Natalie,
man, and
did
it
you know that
blew
life is
my
easier?
mind. Yes. It's like I don't understand this lifestyle at all.
I'm a
Oh
pioneer.
well.
All right, did we do it?
I think so.
We
I
talked about
screamed. I got
books.
to
We
talk to
talked about
you.
some rugby and women's soccer and the
Yeah.
unfairness of women's sport these days. You're gonna
Just
make some
do what you
short
can,
ribs?
seek out women's sports where you can support, go to a game. You're gonna enjoy things if you can.
Watch all
If
those.
not,
If
Peacock,
you,
Paramount Plus has a lot of
yes.
stuff on it.
Yeah. Peacock has been having a lot of rugby if you are a rugby person, so you can watch those things. But they also do women's soccer as well, or football,
Yeah, they're a
depending
good
on
supporter
if
of
you're
that.
listening from an international location. Probably are.
Probably. Well, Jenny is.
Yeah. Do they call it football or do they call it soccer in Canada?
I don't probably soccer.
She probably dumbs it down for us, right? When she's in conversation. She does always convert the time zones and the
She does
dollars.
in the
I'm
metric
always
system for
like,
us.
my
It's a lot.
God, I never would do this work for you. And I am so thankful. Every single time I'd be like, For a while, it was
very
really
helpful
funny
to
for
us
me.
dumb
Like when we were in
Americans.
that wider group chat, we had a couple different Canadians, and so sometimes out they would send me something about the color of something, and I would send it back like with an asterisk and be like, "I'm sorry, you spelled color wrong. There's no you."
See.
Oh, I'm
It's fun
just
to
the
drag
worst.
people.
Yeah, exactly. Don't.
Yes.
I'm an American. You should love me.
Everything should be
Anyway.
working. Well, yes. Well, it was lovely to scream with you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Tom.
Yeah. He's out without being. That's perfect. You
Yeah,
know what I
he's having
mean?
a grand old time.
We bought these
Buying
real
Minecraft stuff, I'm sure.
my la oh my God. My last parting thing with you is that I will say that we had a Nerf battle in my basement with six other 8-year-old boys or 7 and 8-year-old boys.
All I could think of
And
is the noise level and the smells.
it's just so much screaming. But we had bought these aftermarket Amazon Nerf darts because we wanted everyone so that they didn't have to use their own darts and lose them and try to find them and yada yada. So we get color-coded ones so each kid could have their own color,
Oh,
yada yada.
smart.
But instead of having soft plastic tips like Nerf darts do, they had hard plastic tips. And so these kids had these welts. Tom, they all just had like welts all over their whole body, like it was paintball. And almost all the kids cried.
It was your birthday. It was fun. I
They loved
really enjoyed
it. They
it.
loved
It's
it. They had
great.
so much
Bruised head
fun,
to
but they
toe.
just had these like welts all over their body from these Nerf darts that we were
Parents pick
too
them up. Oh
cheap
my
to buy.
God.
They actually swollen
What did you
bruises.
do? We're in Nerf battles. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
That
anyway,
sounds so fun, though. What
they
a
loved it.
dream. Yeah.
Joe
You
had
just
put
get to
up
like
colored
jump on the
lights.
couches.
So and then Joe put up colored lights. So there was like it was like red lit, and then he could
Yes.
like change it to like it was like cycling through different colors and stuff like that. And they had like TV boxes set up so they could like hide behind them and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's so fun. Come on.
Yeah. So it was good. So yeah,
Good job.
anyway,
Good mom
bought those
move.
Nerf
I like it.
darts. Anyway.
So funny. Because you said something about them like hurting and then like there was a bunch of crying. It's
yeah,
like, all
everybody
right, were they
cried
just being kind of
except
like a
for
hit in the
Joe.
eye or something? But no, it's because they were hard missiles being shot at them. It's fine.
At close range, these kids are shooting each other from like 3 feet away, just with these plastic tip darts, just like poof, right in the face. Yeah,
Good for us.
exactly.
Character building. It's
Yeah,
good.
exactly.
Okay.
Well, I love you so
Well, I love
much.
you. Love
Yeah.
you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.